Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Black Sugar. Yes, I am back. It's been a while, and I hope for that. I'm not trying to stay away too long. This is a very important occasion for me to talk to my people. As we know, a lot of things have happened since the last we spoke. January started off with an insurrection, a storm on democracy. Our own people stormed our Capitol. Well, people of America, the right wing section, as they would call it. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. They're racist. They're under militias and regimes. And what I don't understand is why are we still hiring Republicans that we know are against our democracy, that are against their own, they're imploding against their own United States, but we call it what? What do we call it? These people are against Black people, and they're trying to get a civil war going, people. They're trying to get a civil war going. That's what the right wing is trying to do. And of course, they're still listening to Donald Trump, a person that is, in my opinion, by the grace of God, about to go to jail. Yeah, I said it. About to go to jail. They've already hired him. They've already arrested his financial advisor. I think his name is Weisselberg. He's gone already. They stormed the Capitol. They disrupted what this country held so sacredly. They killed a Capitol police officer. They were storming the Capitol looking for Nancy Pelosi, Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence at the time, and anyone else that they could get in their grasp to hurt. And it's been a mess. But on to Black topics, which I love. As everyone knows around the world, Bill Cosby was set free. Yes, I said set free from a, what you would call a normal accusation of what Black men have received in this country since we've been in this country, since our Black men have been in this country. What I don't understand is why won't we stand up for what's right? The people that's got the voices. See, these contracts that y'all signing with privileged people, that's what I'm going to call them. Privileged people. You sign these contracts and then you can't say what you want, or then again you talk yourself into believing these filthy accusations about our black people, like we are not supposed to be proud of our Black men. Bill Cosby, excuse me, I'm saying it wrong, Mr. William H. Cosby Jr. gave us every reason to be proud of him as our Black American dad. We don't need all the world to cheer. We don't need all the world to cheer. We know what that man has done right in front of our eyes. I grew up on Bill Cosby. From Bill Cosby and the Cosby Kids to the Bill Cosby Show. I don't know how many shows that man has had. I didn't watch I Spy, but I remember him on I Spy. I mean, this man has not ever shown, and believe me, for a Black person, please, you know it's true. A Black man can't get away with nothing. Think about this. All those women that came up before trying to put Bill Cosby away were privileged women. They weren't our color. They don't know nothing about our blackness at all. And they cared less to even consider it. What they went out of their way to try to make us believe, even though we know what we saw. That's just like telling us George Floyd isn't dead right now. That George Floyd didn't die at the hands of a police officer named Derek Chauvin, who is now doing 22 and a half years. Hallelujah. Come on, 22 and a half years. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Yes, I said it. That's just the tip of the iceberg. God is moving, y'all. God is moving. He's tired of this. He knows his black people is tired of this. We get accused of everything. I mean, if we spit on the ground, you did that. That makes the news. That's more important than God only knows what anything a black person does, sees, or says. They want to turn it around to fit their vernacular. Can you believe MSNBC, yeah, I said it, because you know what? I don't have no contracts. I'm a free black woman. To God do I owe my life. Amen, amen, amen. To God I owe my life. That's who I owe my life to. Everything he does, everything he has done for all of us, that's what we all should feel, honestly. But moving on, Bill Cosby's a free man. And Miss Felicia Rashad, yes, I'm going to give love to her. Miss Felicia Rashad, yes, Miss Felicia Rashad, yes. Thank you, ma'am, for standing up and saying the right thing. Please do not feel like you did nothing wrong. I hope you don't. You're a strong woman in my eyes. I was yet a, it was 1983 when I seen your strength. I didn't just see an actress. I seen a woman bring a person to life that we all aspire to want to be. Not, it's not a lawyer. Just want to be something great in the country of which we were all born. You made that happen for us, Miss Felicia Rashad. Miss Dancing Debbie Allen. You and your sister are queens of our country. You are just one of the many beautiful queens of our country. Debbie Allen, I remember you from Fame. I was yet a younger girl. You were first on the screen. I admire you and your dance and your, I wanted to be you. I didn't even know about anything else but dancing as a young girl. And long before modern jazz was, you know, popular, it was only popular like in New York or certain places. I loved modern jazz dancing as a young woman, and to see you, it inspired me so greatly, so greatly. You are such a wonderful person. And I pray that you and your sister are on one accord. Because I will say this, as a black woman, see now everybody wants to make their judgments. Lord forgive me, here I'm about to make mine. William H. Cosby Jr. is an innocent man. He has always been an innocent man. He has never been a guilty man. The only ones that were guilty was Pennsylvania, the state of racist Pennsylvania, of which he was born and raised, mind you. Now, this man has never had a background like this. We all know it, because one thing that you cannot do as a black person, and I said it before, and let's get away with anything. This man could not have raped one white woman, let alone 60. Get out of here. Get out of here. They would have got him back in the iSpy days, okay? They would have got him back when he was working with a white man. You wouldn't even heard about no Cosby Show. There wouldn't have never been a Felicia Rashad. There would have never been so many stars that that man brought out on his show. That wasn't just about him. That was about anybody's first time ever working in that industry. Not only that, all those children, every one of those actors and actresses are, to this day, have great backgrounds, still working in the industry. That is because of William H. Cosby Jr. He didn't take a chance on his people. He knew what his people could do. What I don't understand is, where is Sidney Poitier? Where is Sidney Poitier? Why are you not saying anything, Mr. Poitier? You work with Mr. Cosby. You know what kind of man he is. You know that he's a hard-working black man that only wants what's best for his people if they want to be in that industry. He don't want it to happen to them the way it happened to him. Look what they did to him. This will be the last time. But what I'm grateful most for is that he can no longer be charged. He will not have to register as a sex offender. Because it is not hard at all to accuse a black man of rape. All a white woman have to do is point in his direction. These days, any woman. But back in those days, all a privileged woman had to do was point. Please believe me, there wouldn't be a William H. Cosby Jr. We wouldn't have known anything about him. We must stand up for ours, no matter what they point at us and say. They've been pointing at us and saying it since day one. So why should we start? Why do we need privileged white people's opinion to be accepted? Why do we need their approval? What do we as black people need their approval for? If we can run their land and feed their children and slave and run their cotton gins and all, we were their cotton gins, people. If we could do that, what do you think else we can do? We don't need their approval. We never, ever did. But we definitely don't now because they're losing credibility. Do you understand what I said? Privileged white people are losing their credibility. They're imploding America, black America. They're imploding. They're turning on each other. All because they want the right to hate us and treat us the way they feel we should be treated. Not what God died for and allowed us to be. They want us to be what they want us to be. Did you see what they did with this wonderful new track star by the name of Sha'Carri Richardson? Sha'Carri Richardson, I'm going to say her name correctly because she is a bad, bad little teenager. This girl is awesome. She's a bad little missus. I'm not quite sure. I need to get some research on her background. But all of a sudden, one day, I was just driving down the street and I heard about her and I pulled over and I Googled her, and man, she's a Flo-Jo. She's a Gail Divas. She is the runner of our Nina Williams. She's a young 22-year-old. She loves her nails. She loves the different colors that she puts in her beautiful hair. She reminds me of Flo-Jo. May Flo-Jo rest in peace. I know Flo-Jo would be so proud. I know she's looking down on me with love, Miss Curry. Yes, girl, you are the bomb. We salute you. But back to Mr. Cosby. We must lay down our differences about one another, because that's what we were taught to do. We were taught to mistreat each other. We were taught to disrespect each other. We were taught to badmouth each other. Well, guess what? We don't have to do that anymore. We know better now. And as the old saying goes, when you know better, you do better. So let's do better. Let's back up Felicia Rashad. She didn't do nothing wrong. What did she do wrong? Except give homage to a man that changed her life. And she worked with him all those years, and he never disrespected her once. So all of a sudden, now he's disrespecting women. Do you notice they weren't our color? I'm black. I'm melanin. I'm melanin chocolate. I've never heard this man ever. See, and this is another thing. Let's never forget this, people. Black men can't get away with spitting on the sidewalk, let alone get away with rape. Let's never forget Rosewood, Florida. Let's not forget Rosewood, Florida, people. how a white woman accused a black man of rape and blew the whole town away. Do you remember that? How can you forget it? John Singleton brought that to our attention. Just imagine all the one. Not to mention Black Wall Street. They just had a 100-year anniversary. I can't even give a clap to that. I'll give a... no, can't do that. Let's see what I can give. I can't. But it was 100 years ago. This year, 2021, that the Black Wall Street was burned down, blew down by bombs as though we were in Saigon or Vietnam. They bombed in this country to keep black people from succeeding. And then made new laws to keep them from rebuilding. This is the country we live in. Why are we all of a sudden going to act like we don't know that? Joy Reid, MSNBC. You know Bill Cosby had a problem with MSNBC. Now I know for a fact something went on. Old enough to know better. I love television. I'm in school. I'm learning so much about the background of television. And one thing I've learned, when you have a formula, you stick with that formula. Bill Cosby made a lot of money by NBC, Universal, Discovery. Had it not been for what he did back in those days, they wouldn't even be known today. And you know the rumor was that Bill Cosby wanted to purchase NBC. But then there was a big thing. Something happened. Now that part we don't know. And I truly hope Bill Cosby one day leaves a biography letting us know what happened with that. Because that's where the mishap between Bill and NBC, because as you know, for his second comedy show, he went to CBS, their rival, their competition. He might as well have went to ABC. It was just as bad. So something happened for Bill Cosby to have not been able to come back to NBC and moved on to CBS. And then one thing led to another. A little rumor came out from a black comedian. And then the next thing you know, here we are talking about one of the greatest comedians in the world is a rapist. That's not hard to say when it comes to black men. And black women, let me tell y'all something. Y'all are the mothers of these black men. Don't let nobody do this to your black men. They don't have to be your child, but if you got one, you know better. Don't allow other races to act like they know us better than we know ourselves. To act like they know our men better than they know than we know them. We brought those black men into this world. Don't allow some other color to say, he raped me, and we just fall apart. Women lie just as well as men do, and privileged women lie just as fast. A privileged woman will lie just as quick, if not faster, than any of her white counterparts. There wasn't hardly a sister in there. And Beverly Washington, or whatever her last name is, Beverly, you know who you is. I don't have to know you. You should be on your knees asking God for forgiveness. And gave you work. See, that's what the biggest problem was. All these women running up to him, throwing their boobs on him, wanting him to help them. A man that's a $500 million hardworking person, please, when do they have to rape anyone? They're just easy prey to be accused of rape because of their worth, not because they did it. Do you understand they wouldn't even let Mr. Cosby out for COVID? They have no other choice but to let him out now because there was something they found that they weren't supposed to do in the first place. Rape my behind. I will say that till I die. Mr. William X. Cosby Jr. don't have to rape no one. He's got a beautiful wife. Instead, this man was raised with mostly daughters in his life. And I'm going to say this right out. Coming from somebody that was molested as a child, you would automatically know it would start at home. You don't have to be no psychiatrist, no psychologist, and all this BHDs and PhD degrees. You can just be human and have experienced it. You understand? They're trying to demolish a good man, and they still did not succeed. And they will not succeed. Bill Cosby is coming after all of you. It's just going to take a matter of time. He's coming after all of you. All of you that did him wrong. You had no right to take that man's 2.5 years of his life. Y'all wanted him to die up in there. You know you did. You wanted him to die. You was hoping COVID would be just so y'all could live with that lie that he raped you. Really? You don't have to rape a privileged woman. Check it out for yourself. You don't have to rape a privileged woman. Because they privileged, you better watch out. Because they will accuse you of rape because they can't get what they actually want. Okay? Never forget that, black women. They done took y'all men. Don't act like you don't know it. Don't act like you ain't ever experienced it. I'm grateful to say I haven't, but not that I couldn't have. Please. But let me just say this. William H. Cosby Jr. was innocent then, and he is innocent now. And I'm so glad that Felicia Rashad, and let them try to fire her. She got money. She's living good. She's doing all right. She's doing good. She's doing just fine. That's what the problem around this world is. The truth is so hard, but a lie is so easy to swallow. Only thing them women wanted to do was get in William H. Cosby Jr.'s pocket, and they seen that it didn't work. Girl, child, men, women, brothers, sisters, why do they have the nerve to compare Bill Cosby to Britney Spears? Everywhere we turn, we lifting some other race up. But they're steadily using us to do it. And look who's lifted up and who's the one doing the lifting. Have we ever thought about that? They use us at every given point because they think it's their right to do so. They think we are their little puppets and muppets to play with. Like we're on strings for them. Like we do them little dances that they want us to do. Them days is gone. They've been gone. Get over it. Bill Cosby is an innocent man. He didn't do no more than any other privileged, rich, white man that... let's get down to bare facts. Why ain't Woody Allen in jail? Why is not director Woody Allen in prison? This man's daughter accused him of rape outright in the world, and he's still running around here. Ain't did a day of time. But y'all want to put a man like Bill Cosby in jail to try to rip his entire life apart? Well, now you got to pay for that, too. Look at homeboy out there, Epstein, raping little girls. And y'all helped him get away with it. You helped him, Donald Trump, that raggedy prince over there in England. Y'all is privileged and nasty and degrading. Everything you call a black man, that's exactly what you are. Y'all are rapists, pedophiles, filth mongrels. And because you got money, you don't have to pay for it. Well, it's time to pay the piper because you wanted to hear the music. Because God is tired. Been tired. He set you up to let you set yourself up. That's what he did do. Because you don't believe in him, no way. And if he is any good to you, 9 times out of 10, he's making you millions of dollars. That's not what God is for. God don't take cash. God don't take credit cards. You understand me? God don't take materialistic beings. He wants your soul. If he can't have that, he's done. So for all of you that thought it was okay to blame the black man, your time has come. It's called chickens coming home to roost. And let's just say, Brother Malcolm did not invent that phrase. Okay. Let's just get that understood. And yes, hooray for Brother Malcolm. I'm not a Muslim, but he's a human being, and so am I. His spirit lives on today, and his teachings and his love, as well as Mr. Martin Luther King, and so many other Medgar Evers. We salute you, beautiful black men, that put your lives on the line for your people. And we must show homage to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom which all of our blessings flow. And we are blessed. Believe that. But I just want to give that love to Mr. Bill Cosby. You may never hear this, sir, but welcome home. Welcome home to your family, your wife. God only knows, over 50-some years. Probably the longest y'all have ever been apart. God is good. We serve a loving God. What a wonderful God we serve. Yes. And I'm sure there was a lot of things going on that you dealt with and gonna deal with. But I'm glad, sir, you're able to do it from your home, not from a filthy, nasty cell. We are grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Miss Felicia Rashad. I'm sure there's many, many more. I heard about what Miss Janet Hubert said. I was definitely in her corner when she felt she was being robbed of her career. And to say, you know, 5 women that he did that to, as though you were there, search yourself, please. Black people can't lie. Why? Because they're your bestie, your BFF. This is a man's life. And last time I checked, Miss Hubert, you had a black son. What if that were to happen to your black child? You have a son. It's not, don't make it so easy to sling around things that you have no proof of. Because 60 white women came forward and said he raped, we're supposed to believe that? Look what this place has put us through, and we're supposed to believe that. Not me. And I pray not you, audience. I pray not you either. We must come together as a people. As they implode, we must come closer to one another. We've been apart too long. But we were taught that. Never forget that. We were taught that. Why do you think we only know one language? We were taught that. We can break the cycle now. We don't have to ever suffer another word from another liar of a privileged person's mouth. We do not. God is not busting this thing wide open for us to still be acting like that we owe them our lives. We don't owe them nothing. We need to pray for them, but we don't owe them anything. You get a little money in your pocket and all of a sudden we got to act like we don't know each other. No, we don't. It's not. Not anymore. If we love ourselves for real, we're going to love somebody that looks just like us. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's not let another outsider come to, you know what I was raised on. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm sure there were so many of you, and I'm only 55 years old. There's so many of you that's so much older that remember this story. When it comes to family, you don't let outsiders see no weak link in your chain. You are not supposed to let no outsiders see anything weak about you or yours. We need to tighten our chain link up, people. Tighten up the chain. Let's tighten it up. Let's refix it. Put some bolts in it. Tighten it up so we alone. We ain't got to do that to each other no more. We don't have to climb up on each other's backs to get ahead anymore. There's so much room for all of us. Keep watching. Keep praying. Keep seeing. Because I'm 55. If I can see it, I know. And I am full-fledged, 100%, and then some, woman, when I tell you this, I am 100%. I'm all natural, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm a woman saying this. I'm a mother saying this. I'm an auntie saying this. I'm a sister of a black man. Let's stop using these black men to get over and try to break their pockets. And black men, I'm just going to come out and say it. Yeah, stop dating outside your race. Don't say you're looking for love. I ain't stupid. You're looking for financial. So is she. Don't think you getting got. Don't think you out there getting. You getting got. Calling black women gold diggers. So what is the ones that are actually taking you to court and getting your money? What are they? Privileged? That's what they're supposed to do to you? They're supposed to get half your money? All that you worked hard for, but you won't share that with a black woman. Really? When was the last time you said, gave your mama a kiss and looked at her beautiful black, beautiful melanin skin? And said to yourself, I want a woman just like my mama. Yeah, I said it. And I'm going to say it some more. Black sugar coming your way. Yes. Black sugar writer. Deal with that. I don't have nobody holding me. God holds me down. This is free. Why? Because we got to stop lowering each other to fit somebody else's criteria. Let's come together, black people. Nothing but love coming from me to you. Nothing but love, black sugar. I'm out.